Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. There's lots of congratulations going around today. My friend Reva Trammell, city council member in the city of Richmond, the 8th district, south side. She just picked up the endorsement from the Richmond Association of Realtors, so I want to wish her well. Congratulations. Nice to see her the other day at the Richmond Retired Police Officers Association. I was really, really thrilled to go there and speak. Just super cool. And you know the weird thing? I ordinarily prepare quite a bit for speaking engagements. My goal is to always make it seem as if, well, Jeff is just speaking. You know, he hasn't really prepared anything. But to get that, you got to prepare a lot. You got to practice. Got to rehearse. Got to, you know, all the rest of that. But I just thought, well, I'm just going out, going to hang with a bunch of other folks that used to be active as police officers and now are not, which is me, amongst other things. So it really was a great time. Of course, thank you to everybody who participated in this year's Best of competition. We used to say Best of Richmond, but the reality is it's Best of Central Virginia. And it's the Richmond Times-Dispatch, our official newspaper of record, is as they say. And this is the fifth year in a row that the Jeff Katz Show has been selected, one, earned the votes of, the confidence from the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. So thank you, and thank you. That's about all that I can say about that. I am humbled, I am grateful, and I really, honest to goodness, appreciate it. Tomorrow, if you've got an extra can or two, there's a Can Kamala food drive. I kid you not, the Can Kamala food drive is happening at 263 East 100 Road down in Chester. Runs from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and for every 3 cans of food you donate to the Can Kamala food drive, every 3 cans will get you an official Donald Trump sign. So if you've been trying to get the Donald Trump signs from the campaign headquarters, your local Republicans, you can actually get them tomorrow between 1 and 4. I just posted the flyer up on the Facebook page, but good stuff there. So for every 3 cans, you will get a campaign sign, a big Trump sign, and I bring in like 30 cans. I guarantee if you look in your pantry right now, you got 30 cans of stuff you don't want. Bring it over there. Get yourself 10 Trump signs. That's pretty cool. Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris. And my response to that is, who cares? I like some of Taylor Swift's songs. I mean, they're all fundamentally the same, I know. But for a 30-something-year-old woman who has made her career based on singing songs about all the bad choices she has made, I'm not sure that her endorsement of Kamala Harris is necessarily the greatest thing ever, but maybe. She has a private jet, as you know. Her private jet on one trip uses more carbon-based stuff than your car will the entire life of your car. So please, don't lecture me. You and your boyfriend are two of the most spoiled, rotten, entitled people at this point. Now, you've earned everything. I have to give them that. But you really are acting like spoiled brats, as far as I'm concerned. You vote whichever way you want. I'll support your right to vote. I'm not going to tell you shouldn't. But please don't tell me how I should vote. Just not going to work. Let me give you a couple of things. I mentioned Taylor Swift. Whoopi Goldberg on The View, otherwise known as the Yakking Yentas, she apparently is upset that some of us are saying, "Gosh, I'm not sure that I really care all that much how Taylor Swift is voting." Cut number 3.
I'm looking forward to seeing this. And I tell you something else I'm also looking forward to. Put that back. Okay. Taylor Swift. You know, yesterday she was winning 7 MTV Video Music Awards, and last night she continued to rally her fans to the polls. Take a look.
This is a fan-voted award, and you voted for this. I appreciate it so much, and if you are over 18, please register to vote for something else that's very important coming up. The 2024 presidential election. I love you all so, so much.
And apparently, this has upset many snowflakes. The Republicans are not happy that Taylor Swift is endorsing Harris. Like vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. Watch.
We admire Taylor Swift's music, but I don't think most Americans, whether they like her music or fans of hers or not, are going to be influenced by a billionaire celebrity who I think is fundamentally disconnected from the interests and the problems of most Americans. Look, when grocery prices go up by 20%, it hurts most Americans. It doesn't hurt Taylor Swift. When housing prices become unaffordable, it doesn't affect Taylor Swift or any other billionaire. It does affect middle-class Americans all over our country.
You don't know what effects are. You don't know about her money. Who are you talking about? Shut up, JD. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. I'm sorry, that was very rude. Stop talking, JD. We'll be right back. Tonight, apologize because I hate when people tell me, pundits tell me to shut up. It's not a nice thing to say. So take it back. But the implication is, because we were just talking about how Taylor Swift
endorsing Harris. I can't listen to her anymore. Just shut her up, Germ. I'm done. No, I am. Listen, you really think Taylor Swift is sweating the fact that grocery prices are up? You think anybody with $1 billion? It doesn't have to be Taylor Swift. It can be anybody who has $1 billion. Are they worried they can't pay their bills? The answer is no. And I know what people are going to go, well, what about Donald Trump? Well, what about Donald Trump? Donald Trump is fighting for all the rest of us. He's the only man to hold the office of president whose total worth, his net worth, actually has gone down while he's been in public office. The only one. All of these other folks come along. The most money they've ever made is the salary of President of the United States. Used to be $250,000, now it's $400,000. But somehow, they all wind up as multimillionaires. The Obamas, who did not have two nickels to rub together, I'm told, all of a sudden are worth $60 million, and they live in a mansion somewhere where, if we were to believe them, the ocean is going to swallow up the land. And they've got another locale in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's craziness to me. Look at the members of the House of Representatives. Gosh, these are just regular people. They weren't worth anything. And they're all leaving Congress as multimillionaires. Donald Trump enters as a multi-billionaire and now is worth less. So why is he doing? Because he knows it needs to be done. Because he's standing up for me. He's standing up for you. He's also standing up against the illegal aliens who are being given every single solitary thing that is humanly imaginable. While we have veterans who are homeless. We have disabled Americans who cannot get help. NBC doing some heavy lifting for the anti-Trump crowd. How about cut number one?
What's up? Good debate.
Nice to see you. Have fun.
Thank you. On the debate stage.
A lot of these illegal immigrants coming in, they're trying to get them to vote.
And at campaign stops across the country.
They're not citizens. They're not allowed to do it. It's illegal as hell.
Former President Trump frequently repeats false claims about migrants voting.
They can't speak a word of English for the most part, but they're signing them up.
That's not true. It's illegal for non-U.S. citizens to vote for president or in any federal election. And there have been few recorded incidents of non-citizens trying to vote illegally. There's also no evidence of anyone trying to get undocumented migrants to vote, according to experts. Those 17 different cities and towns allow people who are not U.S. citizens to vote locally. including in D.C., where non-citizens, even those here illegally, can vote in local elections.
Here at this voter registration fair in D.C., any D.C. resident can register to vote, even if they're not an American citizen. But when they get to the polls, they'll be given a different ballot, like this one, that only lists local candidates for positions like the school board and city council.
I do not have a driving license or a social security.
We changed the law to make sure that all local residents are able to help have a vote and have a say in their government and the decisions they make.
Charles Allen is on the D.C. City Council.
Could you be registered in, say, another country and vote here?
No, you would have to be a resident here and claim residency here for more than 30 days. So we've seen hypotheticals where people throw things like that out, and they just don't happen.
The state of Texas says it's found almost 2,000 non-citizens who have previously voted, but it's unclear if they've been charged, and liberal advocacy groups question the claims. Still, the laws allowing non-citizens to vote locally have sparked backlash across the country and fueled Trump's claim of widespread migrant voting, which have been echoed by Elon Musk and conservative media hosts, and inspired a bill that would require proof of citizenship to register to vote.
If you've seen the form, you just check a box. So non-citizens are on voter rolls.
The right to vote now under an even sharper spotlight as the election looms. Julia Ainsley, NBC News, Washington.
Yeah, nice job. I don't know if you're going to be paid in cash or check or Venmo or there's going to be a brown satchel with small unmarked bills waiting for you at the bus station from the Harris campaign and the other leftists. But boy, great work there if that was your mission. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 524, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Woohoo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We're getting some inside scoop. Sam Newsman, who has a weekend radio show Saturday morning starting at 9. My producer, Jeremy, also produces for Sam. And Sam won second place in the best morning show category, so congratulations to Sam. Sam is, I guess I would describe him as the most reliable media puppet. I know he's been reporting since Roswell, but he's got the winners of other categories and the finishers. So my buddy Carl Carlson and Carlson Financial, they each took top three. So third place, best financial planner, best financial planning firm. Man, that's great. I'll tell you what, they're number one for us. My friends at Serta Pro Painters in Midlothian and Northwest Richmond, top three. Congratulations, guys. Autism Society, getting top three for best local nonprofit. Fatherhood Foundation, big winner with the father figure. They won best charitable event. My buddy Bolly Jarrett, best CPA in all of Central Virginia. Bolly's going to be with us because Bolly and I are both part of the Maxwell Leadership Program, and Bolly's doing some great events coming up. And the really coolest thing about Bolly, Bolly is a graduate of the Clown College. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey used to have the Clown College, and Bolly attended and graduated and is just a super cool guy. I think I put up on social media some of the things he gave me as a gift. Well, we had lunch at Jake's Place. Oh, and Jake's Place, best hidden gem in all of Central Virginia. But anyway, we were having lunch at Jake's, and he said, well, I know how much you love the circus and clown stuff. So he brought me the catalog for the Clown College. And I'm telling you, it's just like you would see at any other institution of higher learning, except, you know, you can major in seltzer bottles and minor in floppy shoes, which is cool. Oh, we didn't even make the top three. Ah, all right, I do have some bad news. Now, you know, 5 years in a row, the Jeff Katz Show has won Best Afternoon Radio Show, but we did not win. We didn't even finish in the top three for Best OBGYN. I'm only mentioning that because we were nominated. I don't know who nominated us, but we were nominated as the best OBGYN and also the best place to work. Well, Jeremy, look, there are only two of us who can vote in the best place to work, and it's you and me, and we know what the truth is. Coming up at 5:35, my friend and, once again, host of the number one morning show, the best morning show in Richmond. Yeah. John Reed's going to be here, because, you know, John's part of the Virginia Council. He's actually the founder of the Virginia Council, and they have a very, very, very big speaker coming in, and I just wanted to hear all the details, and more importantly, I wanted you to hear all the details. So John's going to be with us at 5:35. It is 5:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, yes, it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I'm going to be chatting with John Reed in a moment, but before I do that, let me share this news story with you, because I've got a sneaking suspicion that John will probably have an opinion on this as well. Our friends at the Virginia Commonwealth University, you remember that, VCU downtown? The Board of Visitors of VCU has apparently just unanimously voted to increase Michael Rao's salary by 16%. As you know, Michael Rao is the president of VCU. According to a spokesflack at VCU, the board voted unanimously to extend Rao's contract until 2030 and increase his salary by 16%. His new salary, $821,668. Good Lord Almighty. Wow. I'm going to take a very deep breath here. Serenity now. All right.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And with that happy news, let me welcome my friend John Reed, who, in addition to everything else that he does, is also an award winner, multiple award winner. Yeah, the morning show, John Reed's morning show, once again, the best morning radio show in all of Central Virginia. Not that that's a surprise to us, but it is always nice to get official confirmation. John, good afternoon, sir.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I owe you about $20 or $40 for all those text votes that you gave me to help me pull this off.
Well,
I appreciate the win.
You know, when you got multiple cell phones in a house, you got to do what you got to do, right? It's a little
That's
bit like
right.
Scared straight in the burner phones. But congratulations. And are you
thank
feeling
you.
A little bit put off that you didn't pursue academia as a career, 821 large for the president of VCU?
Yeah, you know, you and I would lose our jobs if our ratings went down. So,
yeah.
You know, why hold Michael Rao accountable for $100 million in taxpayer money that's been lost on a building that wasn't built, right? I mean, what do you have to do to get fired at VCU is what I want to know.
I'm thinking it involves livestock. And even that, well, maybe not so much. I don't know. It's crazy. 16%. And I'd love to say that it was all those terrible left-wing Democrats, John, but it was a unanimous vote by the Board of Visitors. So,
yeah, I think if I were a parent with a young person at VCU, or if I was a student of any age at VCU, and I'm stressed when the bill comes.
Yeah.
Every quarter, that I would not really appreciate that, because I don't know that the students, as Doug Wilder constantly points out, the students don't know who this guy is.
Right.
He's absent. And, you know, it really would be one thing if you could scan the horizon and say, man, this guy has delivered. He keeps things under control. He commands respect. He demands good behavior and high academic standards, but I think he's failing on a lot of those things. I don't know why Virginia is tolerating it. I think it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, but listen, we each, I know, will be unpacking that next week. We got a couple of moments here. We don't get to chat as often as I would like. I don't know. You might be very happy with the lack of chatting, but I kind of miss
no.
chatting with you, but you are, and I want to get the title right, so I apologize if I screw it up, but you are the founding director of the Virginia Council, correct?
Founding chairman, but
founding
I will take
chairman.
Director. It's great. Yeah. And so, we've been around for a little over 3 years now, and one of the things we started, and you have been so supportive and wonderful about coming to our events and speaking on our behalf with people who've asked about this. One of the things we started was the Virginia Forum. People are familiar with the Richmond Forum,
that's right,
but we're trying to offer a platform for people who are right of center instead of left of center. And we've had Douglas Murray, the renowned journalist. We've had Andy Ngo, as you know. We just had Dr. Carol Swain, yep, the African-American academic who discovered that the president of Harvard, also an African-American woman, was plagiarizing her materials and got her fired. Carol Swain was our last speaker, and on the 25th of this month, less than 2 weeks away, we're so excited that G. Von Fleet, who a lot of people saw on the Tucker Carlson show, and some people have met her here in Central Virginia, she's going to talk about escaping communist China and her belief that we're in the middle of a Marxist cultural revolution right here in the United States, and nobody's paying attention to it.
That is so incredible that you were, number one, able to get her. But number two, I mean, the topic is so spot on. There are those people who have escaped from Eastern Europe. They've escaped from these communist regimes. And they're, look, John, they're sounding the alarm. And thank God you, thank God the Virginia Council has the chutzpah, as we might say in my neighborhood, to invite them, to feature them, to allow them to share their message. It's vital what you guys are doing.
I think it's important, and I want to give people who are normally marginalized by mainstream media, mm-hmm, and I hate to say it, mainstream culture, you think G. Von Fleet is being invited to speak to some of the major forums around the United States? No, because mm-hmm, she is right of center, and she's very harsh in her assessment of China and communism, and everybody's terrified of a truth teller, and nice. I want to give truth tellers the chance to speak. I have not met G, so I'm mm-hmm, excited that she's coming. I'm interested in what she has to say. I'll have the privilege of interviewing her on stage after her presentation for our audience on the 25th, and I'm in the middle of reading her book called Mao's America, which talks about the revolution here in the United States and what we need to pay attention to.
Wow.
But I think that's an imperative for us to hear from a lot of different voices, and I'm tired of the censors mm-hmm, telling people that I want to hear from who may agree with me and you and our mm-hmm, audience that they're not allowed to take the stage. We're not going to tolerate that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm grateful that the Virginia Council has been able to stand up and do what they're doing. Now, we're hearing about this. I'm hoping some people have seen some of the notes about it. But if they're hearing about it for the first time, where do they go to learn more? How do we sign up to get tickets? Are there tickets still available?
There are. Just like Politics and Pints, the VIP are almost sold out. So if you want to meet G. Von Fleet, you get a free copy of her book that she will autograph for you with the VIP tickets. You can go to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org, and there is a place to purchase tickets. And if you just want to come and hear the speech, there's a very affordable option at $50 to come and be a part of the audience and listen to the Q&A, send your questions up. I think it's going to be a really fascinating evening to hear what she's been through and to talk about what she's seeing that maybe we are not detecting mm-hmm, in our own society. And the Virginia Council is so excited to bring her here.
It's a strange question that I have to ask. Number one, I want to remind everybody that my friend John Reed is joining us. John, of course, hosts the morning show, once again, voted by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch as the best morning radio show in Central Virginia. No surprise there. Is the location for this event public yet? Because I remember when Andy Ngo came to town, there was all sorts of nonsense. The BLM and Antifa people, of course, doing everything to shut it down, making threats, bomb threats, and the location wasn't revealed until the end. Is this already known?
It is. It's at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center. We are hopeful that she is not the same threat as, you know, the gay the gay Asian guy from Portland, who's 5'2", you know, Andy No. They harassed. Of course, they tried to kill him previously.
That's right.
And then they really harassed him and us. But so far, we've just gotten a couple of, you know, pro-communist people who have. It's weird. They're trying to sing the praises of communist China on our Facebook page, which is kind of shocking to me.
Really? But Kamala Harris? Expect... No. I'm sorry.
Misunderstood who's coming. That's right.
Okay.
I think this one's going to be less controversial, although it's really important and potent, and I hope people will be there to hear it firsthand.
And did I see, was it on the Virginia Council page, perhaps, that there might be some huge surprise coming from the left coast?
Well, in October, and I can't tell you who it is yet, we've got a big movie star who has agreed to come and talk about their experience as a Hollywood star and coming out of the closet, if you will, as a conservative, and how they have, you know, been received by their colleagues. And I think it's someone that everyone is going to really be interested in. It's a very well-known movie star. He's starred in one of the most popular films in the last couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. He's one of the featured actors, I should say, in one of the most recent films that came out. I really think people are going to find that interesting.
So for folks who want to make sure they don't miss out, and I don't want them to miss out, does the Virginia Council do an email list that they can sign up for?
Yes, you can go to the virginiacouncil.org, buy your tickets to the event on the 25th of this month of September, and sign up for our once-a-week newsletter that comes out every Sunday. And I draft a letter, and we have a lot of news from around Virginia in it that I think people will find interesting. And that will be the alert when we make announcement about the speaker in October so that you can be the first people to get those tickets, too.
Okay, so thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org.
That's right.
All right. John, I appreciate you taking some time to join us. I am looking forward to being at that event. I don't think I've missed one yet. I don't want to miss one, certainly in October. That sounds just really, really enticing. So I will be following closely at thevirginiacouncil.org. Congratulations again on the big victory, and like everybody else, I'll be listening to you Monday morning. All right, John Reed. He has been silenced by the compliments. My gosh, I've never had that happen. It is 5:45. Jeff Gadz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! We have made it. Yeah, it is. No, it's Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Tomorrow at 8 in the morning, the best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. You want to make sure that you are here for that. It will be great fun. It really will. A lot of car questions, and Stan's got a lot of car answers because Stan is he's kind of like the car whisperer. You know, you have to be quiet because cars are talking. I'm just hoping that our old MDX can whisper the radio code numbers into Stan's ears. Now, can I be brutally honest? I know Heidi's been complaining about it for like 2 weeks. I haven't even looked for the owner's manual. Hopefully it's in there, but I'm hoping it'll be all fixed and good to go by the time she gets home tomorrow. Hey, Jeremy has put together a sort of like a mashup, right? You got a montage, as they might say, with Taylor Swift and the media. If we've got time, Germ, give that a shot, will you?
Is not a psyop.
Taylor Swift 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 is not a psyop.
This is extremely dangerous.
It's a little bit like the Borg, isn't it? And you wonder sometimes why I look at the members of the legacy news media on that national level and go, are you kidding me? Really? I'll give you another are you kidding me moment. How about cut number 8?
Vice President Harris, you and President Trump were elected 4 years ago, and your opponent on the stage here tonight often asks his supporters, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
So I was raised as a middle class kid, and I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy. Because here's the thing. We know that we have a shortage of homes and housing.
Hey, how about answering the question? How come there was no fact check? How come that Lindsey Davis didn't turn to David Muir and say, you mean Joe Biden, not Donald Trump? That didn't happen, did it? No. Well, anyway, so here's my question. How come you haven't done any of this stuff? Every time you hear Kamala Harris open her mouth and say, on day one, on my first day on the job, you need to remind her that her first day on the job was January the 20th, 2021. Anytime she says she has a plan, ask why she hasn't done anything with that plan so far. That's all. It's really easy. It's really simple. She can't answer. She won't answer. And folks like David Muir let her get away with it. All right, gang, it is Friday, so you know I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. We will end this Friday show as we have ended every Friday show since Hamas invaded Israel and slaughtered innocent people back on October the 7th. The song is called Hatikva. That's Hebrew for the hope. It is the national anthem of Israel. Have a great weekend. God willing, we get the chance to do it all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com